Even weekends. You're listening to This Show Is Cooking with Charles Jenkins on News Talk 1110 WBT.
Lie down before a parrotfish.
Welcome back to the kitchen, the WBT studio kitchen. You are listening to The Show Is Cooking on News Talk 1110 WBT. And my name is Charles Jenkins, your host. And I don't know if I have ever been hungrier on a Saturday afternoon at this time than I am right now. Just thinking about what you serve, what the menu choices are, and the photographs in color on the website, McNinchHouseRestaurant.com. We are talking with Greg Hardy. He is the general manager and the maitre d' of the McNinch House Restaurant, and dare I say, responsible for everything that happens from in the dining room.
Sure. Actually, my role, I was the only person there with Ellen in the beginning. She cooked, I served.
Wow.
In time, we both had to hire some staff. And over the time, you know, I know the story. I'm part of the story. And I help protect the image of the business in whatever capacity that means. Really, that's what I do. I try to encourage the staff to always understand who we are, what our standards are, why we're doing what we're doing. Adages like, everyone's welcome, not everyone should come. Adages like, we're 10 steps ahead of the customer, so that if you make a mistake, you're 9 steps ahead of the customer. How can you ever, ever think of serving or putting anything out that would not be absolutely inspiring? I mean, you know, the wow factor.
To perfection as perfection
can
be. Sure.
If you're going to do a different potato side dish, can they say wow? Because this is the only chance we have with these folks. It's a once, twice a year sort of event. And just on that note, I'd like to just plug this in.
Go right ahead.
We've been there a long time.
Well, yes.
We stay under the cover. We're quiet about who we are because yes. We feel like the person who needs us will find us. But quite frankly, Charles, this city has grown to such a degree that our customer can't get to the next guy who would be a customer of ours if they only knew.
I can see how that is.
You know, so it's been frustrating for us. And we used to feel that we had no direct competition, so to speak. But we sort of do in the dollar range because there's a lot of places you can spend some money in Charlotte
You
today.
Can easily spend that kind of money at many, many restaurants in Charlotte today. You're absolutely correct.
Yeah, so what happens
But you're not going to get that. You are not going to get the... Not that it's not okay. You're not going to get the experience you'd get at the McNinch House restaurant,
obviously.
We
don't think that you should have that experience often. The truth is that we think you should go to all these places. It's good for our city to have good restaurants. But there's certain times of the year, and many people know this, that you need to notch it up one. You know, it's someone's coming in from out of town, someone's coming in from Europe, someone, a special anniversary, a special birthday, twice a year. I don't even like to see a customer more than three times a year. It's too much.
How about a multi-million dollar contract? Okay, no. if you want to stack all the cards...
Listen, no multi-million dollars. It's just $360 for the meal.
Okay.
$360 for two.
Okay.
You can't spend more. I won't let you.
All right. Well, that's fair. But you could spend more somewhere else quite easily.
Sure.
I mean, you could.
A little conspicuous consumption can stroke an ego.
Yeah, that's true.
But we don't allow that where we are.
Well, like you said, a 25th anniversary, a 50th anniversary, a 50th birthday, a graduation from college. But you don't... Now, the bottom line is, when they make the reservation only, Greg, do they have to give you a reason?
We ask. We want to know what you're celebrating. Why are you coming to dinner? We ask how you know about us. That intrigues us. There's always a story behind how someone knows about us. We ask what you're celebrating. We ask why you're coming. We greet you at the door. I know exactly who you are when you walk in the front door. I know why you're there. I know how many years you're celebrating your anniversary.
Yeah, no, see, this isn't going to work. You're spending way too much time. And I can tell in the dining room you're doing the same thing. You've been giving impeccable service. You're not overbearing. You're there the moment they need them. They need it. And like you said, it's the customer helps drive the train in terms of it's not when the chef's ready, per se.
Well, when you walk in the door at McNinch's House, everyone wants to know the story. The house is stunning.
Sure.
There is a story behind it. I told that earlier about Sam McNinch, Ellen Davis buying it, Ellen Davis being a native Charlottean, Ellen Davis never having any restaurant experience. That's another really intriguing part of what we do.
It is. I'm sure if you said
so what we do, you get to, right, exactly. But you get it. We give you a tour. Sure, why not? Look around for a minute. Satisfy your curiosity. Look at the china. Look at the crystal. Go through the gardens. Then why don't you relax for, you couldn't be ready for a dinner like this. You can't just walk in the door and sit down and be handed a menu. We don't even have a menu. So you walk in the door, we say, why don't you relax? You can relax on the front porch. You can relax in the parlor. We bring a glass of champagne. It's complimentary. Why don't you sit back? We serve an hors d'oeuvre. We monitor you. Are you relaxed yet? When you're relaxed, we'll come back to you and talk about the meal. Sit you down, let you know it's just going to happen. And it rolls on. And people can't believe they're there as long as they are.
This is amazing.
You know, sometimes they call and say, look, I've got to be out here in 2.5 hours. I say, really, sir? Well, I'll be at a meeting in the morning. I tell you what, we'll serve the dinner. We'll follow you.
Very nice.
4 hours later, they're still there.
Well, again, because you're people, we're you know, people like to be able to think back to previous experience. You know, we hear about something, we talk about something, we consider going to a restaurant, and like anything, we get input, we immediately take it back to our experiential map for a point of reference and how we should think about what we should expect. Right. And how much we should expect
and
what we should be looking for.
It's important.
So what you've done is you've basically shattered that glass, because there may not be anything even closely, remotely related to the experience they're about to have when they walk in the McNinch House restaurant. Is that a fair statement?
That's what they tell us.
Okay.
That's what they tell us.
Best impression I'm getting.
Folks say, I can't believe this is in Charlotte.
Yeah.
I always say it's only in Charlotte.
So you make anything from scratch?
Only in Charlotte.
You make anything from scratch?
Oh, to make anything from... Nothing from trash, yes. From
crash. From scratch, yes, from scratch. You, I can't imagine. Mayonnaise. And dressing. You gave me a Helene
okay.
dressing.
Yes.
You gave us a dressing recipe.
Yeah, let's go ahead and talk about that dressing.
Okay.
Just for the record, anybody likes to cook out there, this is a very simple dressing that we are quite fond of, that's become a house dressing over the years because we love showing it off. It's made, you know, you can go on, what, your website?
I'm going to put it on the website.
Yeah.
Give me till tomorrow morning at WBT.com.
Mayonnaise, sour cream, pear chutney, and curry.
Pear chutney.
Oh, it's outstanding. And we pair wines with it. You don't typically serve a wine with a salad course, but this dressing makes it possible to serve things like Pinot Gris, Pinot Blancs, Chenin Blanc. It's just it's outstanding.
Mayonnaise, sour cream, pear chutney, crushed garlic, salt, curry powder, green
back
onion.
To the mayonnaise. You're going to ask me a question. You're going to say, do we make the mayonnaise?
Yes.
I knew you were.
Yes.
Why should we? Duke's mayonnaise is the best in the South.
Really?
Why on earth would
See?
You make the mayonnaise?
Well, I can't argue because that's what's in my kitchen.
Yeah, I'm just telling you.
So there are some things here that are top-notch already.
Exactly, yeah.
Amazing.
No one has a palate like Ellen. I have to say that about her.
Yes.
You could blindfold me and put dishes in front of me, and I could tell you which ones she prepared.
Really?
Her finesse is really phenomenal. Her care and just the finesse is just phenomenal. And people would consider that our wine pairings are phenomenal with that talent.
But okay.
Again, our executive chef has learned, and that's amazing, even for him, how to do that.
The McNinch House Restaurant is at 511 North Church Street. Their phone number is 704-332-6159.
And Keith is standing by.
Keith is standing by. And you can make reservations, you know, if you're shy, if you don't want to talk to Keith at this moment, you probably will at some point, but if you don't want to talk to me at this moment, you can make the reservation online. And what's interesting, if you make the reservation online, you choose the date, right?
Correct.
And then you'll get an email back that shows you the choices for entree.
Verifying that we can do all this.
Yes.
And you'll probably get a phone call, too. We ask how we can contact you.
Wow.
The myth is it takes 2 months. The truth is you can always try the day of. We're just going to qualify you when you call.
Right. So. We'll see if the table's still there. I would doubt it at this point.
Yeah.
Greg Hardy, General Manager, Maitre d', McNinch House Restaurant, Charlotte. Dare I say, unlike any other dining experience in this area.
You can say it.
Yeah. I've said it. And I'll say one more time, reservations only. And that's a good thing. If you want to truly have a dining experience that for the rest of your life, someone says the McNinch House, you'll know and remember you're there. Greg, thank you so much for being
with
me today.
It's been a pleasure. Absolutely.
I have enjoyed thoroughly finding out about the McNinch House restaurant here in Charlotte. I just can't wait to taste it now. You got to do the same. We'll be right back. Second hour, we're going to talk about camping cooking. Talk about two sides of the spectrum. We'll be right back. You stay in the kitchen. That's not in the recipe book.
Maybe he went shopping for some leather pants.
News Talk 1110, WBT Charlotte, 99.3 WBT FM Chester, Charlotte's news, weather, and traffic station.